This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I talk about heading out on the lake, going to the Rick and Morty beer brunch at headquarters, and we dive into some of the news this past week, including some insight into maybe what's happening with the old Finch space up in Albany Park. All that and more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, and it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Rah, rah, rah!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
We are recording early this week, but you're listening. It probably doesn't matter because you got it on the same day.
Yeah.
But for us, we, you know, it cuts into like the things we've made it to and what we found out was happening, right?
Yeah, we're off a little bit. But
we lose,
you know,
a whole day.
But we're going to power through. Going to power through these dog days of summer here, man.
Exactly, yeah. And we're going to do that with an Imperial IPA from Mysticonic.
I can dig it, man. You know, I didn't even think they were going this high. They always thought they did the cute low ABV stuff.
Yeah.
This is, they're calling this Epilogue.
Epilogue, yeah.
And let's first off start by saying Mysticonic's logo is killer.
Yeah, it is nice. I do like it.
It is a sweet logo. Yeah, Mysticonic's named after that mythical river in like that really popular novelist books.
Okay.
I should have given you more there, but you know.
It's named after a river that's popular.
It's named after a popular mythical river. Yeah, they're out in Darien, not too far from like Naperville and those kind of places.
Yeah. And they're right now, they've just been doing the cans with like the sleeve plastic thing. So this one has like a little thicker. It's like a different feel. I know I kind of like complain about the feel.
You're a stickler.
Sometimes.
That is your thing.
But this one's not as bad.
I get anal about like glasses when I'm out. That's how you are with these cans. Every time one comes up with the sleeve, you're like, yeah.
Oh, speaking of glasses,
good sleeve.
I have a little St. Bernardus glass for you I got this weekend.
I saw that on the gram, man. That is a proper little glass right there.
Yeah,
man.
I brought it home. I forgot to. It was in the dishwasher this morning, so I'll bring it next time we record.
Right on. HP Lovecraft.
Yeah.
And the Mysticonic River. It's a fictional river in his writings. I don't want to, you know, be dismissive of all our bookworms out there. So, right on.
They were already yelling.
They probably tuned us off. They're like, you know what?
They don't even know anything.
I hate these two.
But this is an 8.5% double IPA. It's got those Citra, Simcoe, and Amarillo hops going in there.
Brad, this IPA is nice, man. And after sitting on traffic on construction-ridden Belmont Avenue, where the studio is, I'm very excited to be getting down on this beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bringing me joy, man.
Nice, cool. So we're going to sip on this as we chat about our adventures this weekend, and we'll let you know some things that are coming up this week. So first off, let's see, where did I make it to? I was over at Low Res.
Right on. Low Res is Pilsen?
Yeah.
One of the newest breweries in town.
I think is it the newest? There might have been one more recently that opened up even since then. But yeah,
yeah.
They're very new. They're not far from Moody Tongue.
Okay.
They're on like 21st Street, where most of Pilsen stuff's like on 18th.
Yeah.
We were over getting tacos and like, let's walk over there. It was about a mile walk. So it takes a little bit. Yeah.
That's a good walk though.
Yeah. The beers were all right. The space is really nice. It's big. It kind of just has a cool vibe. It feels like they're still kind of getting rolling, but
yeah.
It's great space.
I believe, well, you talked about them a little bit on the show. I think these are the guys that were like graduates of the Cicerone program, and this is their first project post-Cicerone, is this brewery. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, but I feel like I tried one, like Saison. They were like, oh, we don't have IPAs. That was like what she said to me as she's pouring. So
yeah.
Just not doing it. That was my Saturday. And then Sunday, I was out on the Belgian beer cruise.
Our man, Kurt Foreman.
Yeah.
Brewfest partners.
Mm-hmm. So we had went on the Northwest
You and I?
Yeah.
Yeah, which one did we go on?
Northwest Brewer.
I think it was Northwest Small Brewers.
Yeah, something like
that. Yeah. This was last summer, maybe 2 summers ago.
Right, yeah. So then they were doing another 3 or 4 cruises this year. This was the Belgian cruise, so all Belgian beers. Yeah.
I like his game plan where he's like, hey, we're going to have a series on boats all year.
Yeah. So this was a cool idea because, one, when you got on the boat, you got to pick, like, any of your Belgian glassware you might want. And then they were, like, selling any of the extras for, like, $5 each later.
Oh, dude.
So I went with the St. Bernardus because I knew, I was like, oh, I'll bring this for Nick.
He'll want this. Jolly Monk, man. That's my guy.
I forget what the other ones they had, but that was, like, the most, like,
probably, I don't know, maybe Duvel, maybe.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
And then you get to go around on the 3 floors and sample all these beers that are usually, like, what, $8 a bottle when you're buying them?
Yeah. I was at Hopleaf this week, and I was about to go on rate for a nice Belgian. I think I might have gotten, like, the Quack, and then I got the one that sold recently. Never mind. But anyway, awesome glassware. But yeah, $8 a pop. Yeah, okay, so that's what I was getting at.
So I was like, well, I got to hit up.
Trappel Carmelite.
Oh, yeah. The Carmelite. Oh, that was there. That's always a good beer. And so I was like, oh, I got to hit these up and at least try as many as I can and at least sample some ones that I haven't seen before.
Yeah.
So we were going through them, especially like the, Chimay Blue. That's like the grand, basically their quad.
Yeah.
So any of those. And it was pretty nice, but I got to say, I got sick of Belgian beers pretty quick.
Pretty fast.
you can dip into some of the sour beers that kind of happen.
Yeah.
But you do like one or two of those, you're like, okay. And then you could do like the Creeks or even the Framboise, but then that
could be cool.
Yeah, but they all taste like cough syrup.
Oh, the Framboise, like super sweet.
Yeah, and the Creeks, and like I'd just get any beer that was like red in the name and I'd be like, oh no, and I'd have to dump it out because it tasted like cough syrup.
Oh man.
It's like
They should go straight tart and get you like a.
Yeah, do they not, does their cough syrup not taste like, do they not have cough syrup that tastes like that in Belgium?
To avoid making a beer that tastes like cough syrup?
Yeah. Like, do you not have the reference point for, like, what this tastes like?
I haven't had a Framboise in a long time.
Yeah. Most of the brewers over there must have not been on some robo-trips or anything like that. That's not their thing.
Well, I mean, but you can, you know, they got, I understand that it's all using Belgian yeast or it's, like, you know, wild fermented. That's probably everything. But I imagine there's some range there, right? Because, you know, there's, like you said, there's a quad. And you know the triple and the table beer and the saison, like there's some different styles in there. You know, that you could poke around.
But then the Creeks and the Framboise all taste that have that same taste. That's like medicinal. It just tastes medicinal.
Brad was not a happy camper on the.
For those like those red, any of them where I was like, oh, I'll try this. Oh, crap. And same, I same see vibe. The color coming out. And no, yeah.
I saw some of your Insta footage. It was all it sounds like all bottles too, like all bottles and cans.
Yeah, all bottles. Yeah. Very few cans.
Okay.
Usually they were all distributors, so now the brewers were there. I did hear someone ask like, "Hey, where's this brewery at?" And the guy's like, "Belgium."
You know.
It's a Belgian beer cruise. The brewers are in Belgium.
thanks, bud.
Yeah. But it was definitely neat.
Where's the Sears Tower? It's in America.
Yeah. but I think the crowd there was a little older than I was thinking.
Okay.
I was probably on the younger side of the people there.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think maybe the style of beers or I don't know. Maybe the price tag just brought in like an older group of people.
How were all the things like around the beers though? Like, you know, like maybe the eats and then the boat itself.
The boat's great. Yeah. The food, basically the same food. They were doing Belgian waffles though.
Oh, right on.
But same food as last time, like wings and they had meatballs going on. Like, I don't know, Swedish meatball kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then they had someone serving or having Belgian chocolate or chocolates, because, you know, it wasn't necessarily Belgian chocolate, but it was chocolate.
Right on. This sounds like my kind of party, man.
It was pretty nice.
Waffles,
yeah.
You know, pretty slick glassware, mm-hmm. You know, the boat. This all sounds pretty legit. I'm a little jealous, actually.
No, it's good. And, like, me saying I'm getting sick of those beer styles, mm-hmm. The other thing is they all start to blend together because you don't have, like, hey, I remember that IPA and I remember that Kolsch. Like, those are, like, pretty far. But when you're like, oh, I had a single, I had 10 singles and, like, five triples, I don't remember which one they were. And if you're not familiar with all the breweries themselves, which I think a lot of people weren't, because a lot of people were asking questions and taking photos and writing things down. So it's kind of hard to be like, oh, what?
Yeah. Part of the appeal, like, we hung out one time with the West Mall guys, and, you know, they have this ambassador and he's in town for one day and he's going to New York, but he's painting this story of, you know, this beautiful land they sit on and why they do this stuff and, you know, how, you know, their yeast is used by Orval and, you know, they got this majestic story behind it. Right?
Yeah.
And for me, it was part of the draw to the beer and it was memorable for me and the glassware and all that stuff. But yeah, I imagine if that piece was missing, and I had like a bunch of them, then yeah, like, and no one to really kind of guide you through some of the nuances.
Yeah,
I could see how how you ended up in and where
they
you
had people
that
doing that, but there's a little bit of maybe just the idea of like you're on the water, on the lake, it's hot, you just want to crush some beers.
Yeah,
and Belgian beers are not beers to just like slam. Like, you gotta take it easy on those. Those will sneak up on you.
I hear you.
So. But great event. I think they have one more coming up here in a few weeks.
Yeah.
Kind of end out the season for their boat tour.
Kurt Foreman, man. Shout out to him. Shout out to Brewfest Partners. Cheers to those guys, man.
Yeah. Cool. So that was my events. That's the things I went to. What about you?
Right,
you hit up a few things. I saw some photos on the Instagram.
Yeah, I went out a little bit, man. Let's start with Guinness. I went to, it was actually Time Out Chicago, and it was powered by Guinness.
Okay.
It was
powered by Guinness.
Powered by Guinness. It was the fourth annual Battle of the Burger. So they had, like, I don't know, maybe 12, 14 local restaurants come out, and it's a burger challenge. You pay a flat rate, and you get samples of every burger, and then you pair them with, like, Guinness beers if you want, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, this was pretty cool because it was in Daly Plaza. Apparently, before this, it was at the Museum of Contemporary Art.
Okay.
I believe that's the one at on Chicago and Michigan, like that one where the Bowie exhibit was.
They
were saying it was there. And it was also at the Chop Shop in Wicker Park. So,
nice.
Like, what's that? Damon and
Damon
Milwaukee.
And Milwaukee, yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
This was great. Live bands. And, like, some of these burgers were killer, man. I think the one that won wasn't my favorite. The one that won was... we'll come back to that.
Okay.
I'll tell you about my favorite.
Okay, what was your favorite?
My favorite was the one from Dixie, which was on Armitage.
Dixie? Never
heard
of Dixie.
So Dixie is a spot that's basically in like Armitage and Damon.
Okay.
I had never heard of it before. It was almost like an adult version of like a Quarter Pounder.
Oh, cool.
Which, you know, it had like pimento cheese on it instead of, you know, the special sauce.
Okay.
Right. But there was this steakhouse downtown in the Rosebud downtown, man.
Mm-hmm.
Theirs was great because they had Asiago cheese baked into the bun, right? They had an onion jam on it. They had the Merck's cheddar, you know, which is, I don't know, probably my all-time favorite cheddar.
Okay, all
right. Right, and then they topped the burger with short rib.
Okay.
This thing was out of control.
Nice. Yeah. Rosebud is an underrated place. Early on in the craft beer days, mm-hmm. It was a spot that had like some good beer, and they also did like a $10 burger and beer kind of thing every week.
Yeah.
And they still might.
Yeah, low key. I think it's like a Tuesday or Wednesday. It's, you know, it's not on the menu. You go there, you ask for the burger. There's one day a week where they make the burger for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a cool spot. Those are my favorites. And then Guinness, they came with the full arsenal, you know, stout driven, obviously.
Yeah.
My go-to for that party was the Antwerp stout. It was a beer that they sent to Belgium, you know.
Wow, look at our events kind of collide.
It was rolling up, kind of like kind of like that McKellar week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It's like the bigger, like sexier you know, sister, if you will, of the original stout. So it's 8%, and it leans heavy on like those like maple syrup and chocolate notes, right?
Oh, okay.
You know, it's like it's where you want to be. The original Guinness is fine, but it's more roasted barley. It's only 5%. It gets you full really fast, in my opinion. You know, but this one right here is where you want to be. It's like 8%. It gets it done.
Okay. You nice. Know?
So I had a good time. Go Go Gadget was the band. You know, they're more like a cover band. They're doing like, you know, Black Eyed Peas and Bruno Mars songs.
Okay.
But you know, it's like, because I'm down there every day.
Yeah.
And you know, usually you see like the farmer's market or, you know, mm-hmm. The Chris Kendall. You never really see like the whole plaza just getting down on like burgers and beers
yeah.
right in the middle of downtown.
Was this during the day or was this after work?
This was like a 4 p.m. start.
Okay.
Yeah. So this was, you know, happy hour situation.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. It was good, man. Cheers to those guys. You know, I can't wait to tell everybody. I'm always repeating that, you know, we partied in Ireland with Guinness.
Yeah.
So every time they come to town, it's like, well, man, I got to go see what's up.
You got to see them, yeah.
I got to say hi, so.
Just in case. They're like, hey, do you want to go to Guinness? You want to come to Ireland again? We're leaving right now. You're like, yes, I'm with you.
You know, I got my bag already right
yeah,
now
for already,
this.
Yeah. You know? All I need is this, my passport and toothbrush. We're good to go. I'll figure it out when yeah. I get there.
For real. So. That was a good time.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then so when I was on the boat, you hit up this other event because we were both could have went on the boat, but you had other plans.
You know, yeah, you know, I did have other plans.
You missed off this beautiful day on the
you
lake. Great cruise.
Yeah, because, you know, I ended up chilling at the beach for a minute on Sunday, and it started raining around, you know, 5 o'clock, and I'm thinking to myself, damn, you know, this was a perfect day until this rain. I bet you Brad had a kick-ass time on that boat, and I was kicking myself a little bit.
It was good. It was good.
Yeah. And then, so I ended up at in headquarters, Beer Cave.
Okay.
For the Rick and Morty Three Floyds brunch.
Okay.
Right. So there used to be two. Now there's only one Beer Cave. It's in River North, mm-hmm. right? And this was an interesting event, right? So I still don't know who Rick and Morty are, right? Okay. I know it's a cartoon, but I don't really know much about the ins and outs. But the costume game was really strong at this party. Like, everyone's wearing, like, the purple wig and the gloves. You know, I'm guessing that's one of the characters, right?
Yeah, okay.
But then we're all kind of there because it's a Three Floyds takeover, you know? These guys only have 10 taps. And, you know, they have three different bars, but the taps repeat.
Yeah.
So this is all Floyd's beer.
Was the crowd there more Rick and Morty people or was it more beer people?
There were a few beer people that you knew. These were mostly people. How do you describe it? It's kind of this third wave, man. You know, because you think about like you know, the guys that started craft beer, you know, and you know you think about your Ken Grossmans and your that age group, right? Not you know Ken Grossmans and I'll say you know 55, 60. You know,
okay.
You know you're Tony McGee's, Randy Mosier's, like that era, mm-hmm. right? And then, you know, the guys behind them are probably like, you know, the Hopcast, the Beer Download era,
okay, yeah.
right? And us, CBG,
yeah.
right? And then there's this third wave, right, of, you know, guys where all they know is craft. Like, they didn't really get down with, like...
any sorts of macro.
Right. Yeah. I feel like this was, like, their party, you know?
Hmm.
So it was different for me.
So they're not even chasing the beers. It's always been there.
It's like always on. It's a thing.
Yeah.
You know, like mm-hmm. hey, I drink good beer. Right. So yeah. It was weird, man. They sold 600 tickets to this party, right? So when you get there, so when you get to Beer Cade, you know, you line up for this party at 11:58 and this fucking line's like down the street. It's down like three city blocks.
Damn.
Like it's an intense thing. I'm like, yeah,
we're 600 people can fit in that space.
That's what I thought. So we got to the bar and I'm like, yo, man, what's capacity for this place? He's like, we're not even close.
What?
Right. I was kind of blown away. There's the entrance level and then there's a downstairs.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, maybe I'm old. I feel like 600 people was plenty.
That's a lot. Fire breaks out. Somebody's going down, right?
Right. So, yeah. You know, we're looking out the window, and like an hour after the noon start, they're still letting people in this thing. Yeah. Oh, but anyway, it's a brunch, and there's a kitchen there, and there's the Three Floyds tab takeover.
Okay. Interesting.
It was a good party. I will say this about Beer Cade, right? Like, it's surprisingly, like, it's surprisingly like retro and frat and modern all at once. Like they do a good, right? Like it's kind of, and I don't want to dismiss it as just being bro-y because that's on the surface, that's what it feels like. You know, it's just kind of like this frat party, this bro party, you know. But then you look at the tap list, all 10 taps are from Floyd's.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a list of cans, and all the cans are local,
yeah,
you know, except for like Oscar Blues. You know, like your Pollyannas and your Beta Brows and your Salamotes.
Uh-huh.
So they're really pushing craft like super hard. So, you know, I think they do a good job of like incorporating all these things. You know, like there's there's like old MTV microphones and old like, you know, tube televisions and like, mm-hmm, like those, what do you call those? Like cue card like drawers.
Was that like downstairs? I've never gone downstairs.
Yeah, they're using
all this. It's always like closed or there's a private party when I'm there.
Yeah, they're using like vintage tech all throughout the place to kind of like theme the place. And then all the games are free.
Right. So I think the other location, because it was near Wrigleyville, was so much more bro-y.
Yeah.
This one doesn't, if you're there on an off night, one, there's not that many people there, and it's not bro-y at all because it's just people like adjacent to downtown, people that kind of have recently bought in where Cabrini Green was or uptown kind of people. So, yeah.
Yeah, so I give them a lot of credit for like creating a scene from a beer standpoint that really does hang its hat on local craft beer.
Yeah,
you know, but it's I think it's a crowd that we haven't really acknowledged because we don't necessarily hang out in that crowd, but it's a thing, and that's what I was like, yo, whatever this is, whatever we're calling it,
yeah,
it's a thing because
those people, okay,
they're all here and they were having a great time. Yeah, just like, you know, just a house party vibe. Kind of like what Lagunitas sets. When you go to Lagunitas, it's like, I wouldn't say it's like, what am I trying to say? There's no pretension at all. They're basically like, you know, they're free spirit hippies kind of, you know, and there's like come as you are. It's all parties are welcome, you know, and I had a conversation at Lagunitas with like this cat that was like 80 years old. And he's telling me about this triple overtime between like the Blackhawks and the Detroit Red Wings. And beers were a quarter, and it went so long they ran out of beer, you know. And this is like at the bar Lagunitas, and it's like it was the kind of scene where like there's a lot of different kind of people. This skewed young, but the kind of people you assume drank macro stuff.
Okay.
And they don't at all.
They don't at all.
So
man.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It was cool.
Mm.
It was cool.
Cool. All right. Well, I gotta say that was a pretty solid weekend for both of us. Like the Kurt Foreman, Brewfest Partners, like those cruises are awesome. Definitely hit up the last one if you can. We'll get a link up on our Facebook page probably for where to buy tickets and all the info on that. And then he's always got new events starting every week.
I'm pouring an extra can and I was out.
They're out, yeah. Go ahead.
No, I'm not doing three of these.
Three double IPAs. No, you're gonna be.
I will not.
Wild Monday. Nice. So then coming up this week, we got a few events, but like we said, we were unprepared.
Yeah, Dog Days of Summer, man, and then Brad's getting out of town.
Yeah, I gotta go to Portland. So my beer adventures this coming week will be all, West Coast drinking.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Pacific Northwest.
Maybe I'll take a can of somebody's beer to, take a picture of it in Portland. Just be like, look what I brought. Well, I'm renting or staying in an Airbnb that's like two doors down from the Pelican Brewery on the coast.
Oh, right on the coast.
Yeah, so.
Right on.
Ocean's right there. Beach. I think there's basically sand all the way into the house, basically. Mm-hmm. That's how much on the beach it is. And the Pelican Brewery is right there.
That honestly sounds pretty amazing.
So I will be there. I will be drinking a lot of Pelican beer.
Man, I've been to Portland, but I didn't hit the coast. So, Brad, man.
That's what I'll be doing.
Let's just trade places, man.
not evident.
Like, not at all. All right, what's going on this week, man?
What do you got?
All right, the big event I got is Tour de Fat, New Belgium's Tour de Fat.
Yeah.
It's their traveling, vaudeville, carnival, circus. It was in Logan Square. Now it's moving downtown to Northerly Island. $25 a ticket. It starts at 4 p.m. The Roots, the legendary Roots crew. They're going to be the headlining act for that.
Nice. So they're off from what?
They get a night off from Jimmy Fallon. Well, Saturday's probably their off day.
I guess. Know? Yeah. I think they're off Friday and Saturday. They're off. Saturday and Sunday. They're off. So, yeah.
So, yeah. I love the Roots. I've seen the Roots like six times.
Oh, man. Nice.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to make it to this, but I'm going to try to check it out.
Cool. All right. So that's Saturday and Sunday. Then Saturday, from 1 to 5 out in Frankfort, Illinois.
Frankfort, Illinois. Hello.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever been to Frankfort.
It's far, man. You might as well be. It's like almost like central Illinois, kind of.
Okay. Well, there's a craft beer fest and classic car show happening.
That's a good combo.
So that's not bad. Yeah. Pre-sale, $45 right now at the door, $50. It doesn't even say, this doesn't even have info on the beers you can get, but it's a craft beer fest at the country club.
They were like, okay, wait, so they're having vintage cars at the country club?
Yeah.
Frankfort, man. They're like, come see these cars. Come drink this beer.
I guess, but if you're at a country club, I bet those people got money, so they got classic cars.
It's probably going to be some mean cars at that thing, man. You know, and then Frankfort is the original location of Tribes Ale House. The first location is still there. Hmm. And then the second one where the brewery is in Tinley Park.
Oh, really? Okay.
Which isn't that far. I'm saying central Illinois just because there's nothing else out there. You know, but it's really like not that far.
Florida.
It's not that far from South Burbs, man.
Cool. Yeah. So that's Saturday. Check that out if you're, looking to get out of the city or out to Burbs somehow.
Yeah.
Cool. Right on. Nothing else? We got nothing else, huh?
I think that's it for events, man.
Okay. Be sure to follow us on the Facebook page because we'll always share things that come up there, just random tap takeovers or burger tastings, things like that come up. And before we get out of here, we got a little bit of beer news. There was a couple things that happened this past week. I think the first topic we want to discuss is AB picking up Highball.
Yeah, now you were telling me about Highball. So it's not an alcoholic beverage.
It's an energy drink / juice beverage. It's kind of like a competitor to LaCroix.
I had a LaCroix today. I had the lime one, I think.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. But they also make energy drinks, Highball. But LaCroix does it. So AB picking this up, it's a weird play, but you would think Highball sounds like it's a boozy drink, right?
Yeah, I think Highball, I think the Highball glass and I think the alcoholic beverage. And then when you think about AB, especially here in Chicago, AB or even Miller, you know, their big thing is like corporate contracts and, you know, sponsorship deals, that kind of thing. So, I mean, it kind of makes sense. Like even, you know, like during the day, I go to the fridge and there's like, you know, LaCroix stacked to the ceiling and it's there.
Right.
And that's just one company. So I'm pretty sure that a lot of companies are doing that.
I think so. But LaCroix is like a Midwest thing.
Oh, okay.
Like they're from, I want to say Wisconsin or Michigan. So it doesn't matter for us because this is Chicago Beer Pass. So if you're in like
if you're
Texas, you've probably never heard of LaCroix and you're probably not listening to this podcast.
Or Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Is it Waukesha, Wisconsin?
Waukegan?
Waukesha.
Oh.
There's a spot.
Okay.
All right.
There's Waukegan, Illinois, right?
There's Waukegan.
Okay. Yeah. They picked up Highball. Not sure what the plan is. I know they do like pre-made, or they have like a contract with Starbucks with their like Taziza.
Highball does?
No. AB does.
Okay.
So they already have that in place where it's the Taziza or Tazaza, whatever. They're like teas that they do. So they're already in this like non-alcoholic beverage space a little bit.
Yeah. And then with all their distro connects and all their like corporate friends in play already.
Yeah.
They can just slide this right. I mean, they're not dumb, you know, these AB folks.
There's something there. It's shelf space, right? That's really the play.
So. Yeah. It's like, you show up and you just whip out this long list of things you can provide a big box chain.
But it's a weird thing. You would think Coca-Cola or maybe Pepsi would have picked up one of these before AB would have. Like what? Like is AB going to do a Highball booze version? Because I think they do some of those like boozy seltzer water kind of things as
well. Yeah, and you're setting this up to have like, I want to look at Yum brands, and you know, you go to Louisville, and you see the KFC hybrid with Taco Bell,
and
the other one.
And what's the other one?
What is the other one?
I don't know. Is it not Arby's? Right?
There's three of them though.
There is,
There's Taco Bell and KFC,
Pizza Hut,
and Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Right.
Combination Pizza Hut.
So
and
you'll
Taco
see
Bell.
maybe like these little stands that have like just all AB stuff, including you need a case of Highball to go. There you go. So we got something for the kids too. We'll make root beer.
Pulls in those DD drivers,
So
Okay.
It's not a bad play, man.
Okay.
No. So.
So that was what AB did this week. What did AB? That's a whole show. What did AB do this week?
Man, you know, it's hard to. I understand they're you know, they're the evil empire, right? I get it, but it's kind of hard to just flat out hate everything they do. I mean, from a business standpoint, they're like, you know, I mean, some of the stuff they do is completely unethical, but some of the stuff they do is, you know, timely and kind of smart. And
you know. Yeah, it's just like stuff you don't think about. Like I was heard some people talking this past week on a podcast, and they were talking about a movie about McDonald's, and they were saying like McDonald's doesn't even care about the fast food. They are a property. They're a real estate company.
Yeah.
So they're just they're by the land.
Yeah, that's a great movie. It's Michael
okay.
Keaton.
Okay.
With, yeah. The Founder. That's a great movie.
Oh, I haven't seen that. So they were talking about that movie, and I was like, that's nuts. And so you got to think, like, is Starbucks doing the same thing? Like, what's AB doing with all this? So, yeah.
I don't know what that was. Sorry.
All right. So what else we got in the news?
Not too much else, man. Cheers to 18th Street. I went out there. They have the Boozy Juice, your favorite style of beer nowadays, a hazy IPA. This thing was fantastic. It's a collaboration with like Reckless Records. It was great.
Nice.
But anyway, I went to a bottle share at Beta Brow with a group called IBU. And then, but a conversation about Finch came up, and that led to a conversation about Ravenia, which is apparently the crew that's going to move into the Finch space in Albany Park. And the conversation kind of centered around, hey, the reason why, because we didn't know anything about who the Ravenia folks were. It all just seemed kind of random and disconnected.
Oh, right.
But apparently, at some point last year, the Finch guys made a beer with Ravenia Music Festival, which is like, you know, just this 100-year-old institution on the North Shore that with concert hall, outdoor concert venue. And they made a beer with those guys. And that relationship led to Ravenia ultimately buying this space that's, you know, maybe 15, 20 miles away from them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never gone to a concert at Ravenia.
Yeah. I saw, I saw like Hall & Oates there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah.
It did not suck. It was.
I'm sure.
It was pretty good.
So we know a little more of the why.
We know a little bit more of the why. We still don't know.
We don't know the why. It's more of a really?
Yeah. It kind of seems on the surface like, you know, these were like non-beer folks that saw an opportunity and said, hey, let's get this brewery. Here's the thing I had, because I asked, I'm like, well, I guess it'll work, right? Because Haymarket, you know, they're in Bridgman, Michigan, which is like their canning facility for the original space in West Loop where Haymarket is in Haymarket Square. But this isn't the exact same thing because there's no reference point at all in Albany Park for Ravenia. But they're moving in, and they're just going to call the place Ravenia.
Well, and there's no reference point for a craft brewery in Ravenia.
It's all very bizarre stuff.
The rent has to be way cheaper out there than getting it in Albee Park, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, the equipment is probably coming with
there,
it.
Yeah,
so there was a huge fallout between, I guess, the food side and the beer side, right? So Matthias Merges, you know. And the Finch guys apparently had a huge falling out. And it sounds like they just wanted to dissolve it and get out of it.
Okay.
And these were the guys that stepped in and had something to do with it. So at least we know like how it became a thing.
Yeah.
That we know how the Ravenia connection to Finch exists. That's so, you know, it's news-ish.
All right.
You know, so.
There's something happening there. We don't know when they're coming opening or we don't know anything like that.
Yeah, we don't know who the Ravenia folks are. We'd like to know more.
Yeah.
But at least we know the connection. At first, we were just like, huh?
Who? Yeah. All right.
Yeah, and the good folks in Leinekugel up in Wisconsin turned 150 this week, Brad.
Whoa.
Man, 150. Did you know that?
No, I would have said maybe 50.
If I was a guessing guy, I'd have said somewhere between 50 and 80.
Yeah.
They are 150 years old. They have an anniversary lager collaboration with Hofbräu Chicago.
Yeah.
Hofbräu Chicago is actually in Rosemont, and they're doing their launch party on Wednesday the 26th.
Right. Yeah. I feel like I know we've had Lisa Zimmer on when she was a part of the Miller Coors division.
Yes.
Forget that, but I don't know what her title is now that all the shakeup or yeah. changes has happened. But Lion & Kugel is one of those brands where it's often like a guilty pleasure. Like, you don't want anyone to know you're drinking it, but you're like, I kind of just got a Lion & Kugel. I don't know.
I got that Grapefruit Shandy.
Yeah.
I'm drinking it out this bottle right now. Don't judge me. Know.
Yeah, they had it. I picked it up.
They had it. I put gin in it, and now I'm drinking it. It's 90 degrees out. Leave me alone.
I feel like that's often what happens with Lion & Kugel beer.
Yeah. It was one of those brands that just kind of like, yeah. It's kind of just went past me for sure. Yeah. But, you know.
It almost falls in that in between if you're starting on your drinking, like it's almost like an in between. I want to say like a wine cooler to beer transition beer.
I hear that.
Like possibly just if you were a wine cooler drinker, male or female, you may like some of the flavored stuff that Lion & Kugel is doing.
And one thing you can say about Miller is that they set up proper gateway drugs for you, right? With regards to Blue Moon,
yeah.
on the Wheat Ale side. And then, like you're saying, with this Lion & Kugel thing, that is spot on. I will say this about Lion & Kugel, though, and cheers to Lisa Zimmer, who we've recorded the show at her place at Miller yeah. Coors right downtown on the river. And, you know, Dick Lion & Kugel was there once, right? And he said he had a conversation with John Hall because he sold to Miller before John Hall from Goose Island sold to AB.
Yeah.
And the Lion & Kugel guy said, John Hall called him and he said, I just want AB to treat me as with the same respect that Miller treated Lion & Kugel when they sold, you know. So that's something to be said there. It looks like Dick and John Lion & Kugel will be at this thing. It's a dinner, beer, obviously, giveaways, live entertainment, and more. And we love and more.
And more is the best.
I mean, that's the best part of that whole sentence right there is and hugs? More.
Is it hugs? Could be foot massages.
That's it for news, man.
All right. Then that's it for this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. Double IPAs are catching up to us.
Yeah, man.
Nick, where can people find you, get in touch when we're not here recording?
Right on. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. I mentioned the Facebook page a couple times. Check that out. Instagram, we're always sharing photos there.
Hopping. Love it.
Yeah. Usually, I don't know, almost one a day about.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially on the weekends, yeah. So check that out. And website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube version as well. And we'll be back with another episode hopefully next week. Might be.
Yeah, what's the deal, man? When are you coming back?
I think I'm coming back Wednesday night, so maybe we'll have to do Thursday. I'm messing up our schedule. Okay, that's cool. All over the place.
Right on.
Cool. Take care.
Cheers.